Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is April 21st, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. In the news, the Nikonian's Academy is pleased to announce a huge expansion in North America. Our workshops are now in 23 major cities. So from Albuquerque to Boston and from Miami to Vancouver, we hope that you can find some upcoming workshops near you. And I will post the link in the blog for all you folks out there so you can take a look at where you can go in North America in 2007. We still have many, many, many workshops left. And hopefully we can expand even more. So please support us and go out and get some workshops under your belt and see what they can do to improve your photography. Flash memory in a vending machine. Yeah, it sounded kind of interesting to me too, so I had to look into this one. Travelers flying through Gatwick Airport in London can now pick up some Kingston memory cards and even USB drives from a vending machine. So as you go through the airport, if you forgot your memory card or just want a new USB drive just for fun, you can pick one up from one of these fantastic little vending machines. The downside is that it seems as if buyers need to have a credit or debit card that features the chip and pin service. So that's something that's not really available, as far as I know, in the good old US of A. But all you European folks and UK people out there should be pretty set to do that, because that's in most of our credit cards and debit cards. Speaking of memory, Sony is entering the market with two types of compact flash cards. One of them, which could be of interest to you semi-pro and professional photographers out there, is a 133X card. Both 2 gig and 4 gig are available, and these are backed by Sony's Image Recovery Service. Now, I don't have any more information offhand on that, but from just a brief look, it looks like it's a pretty cool option to have your memory cards protected. So if you break one, drop one, it gets wet, whatever. Hopefully Sony will be able to do some recovery for you. Now, an article of note that's been showing up in the news and been trawling about the forums is about the death of still photography. So I'll put the link in my blog for you, and I want you guys to read it and let me know what you think. There's some pretty interesting topics in there if you haven't already looked at it. And this is my little contest for the week. It's about feedback on the article. So give that a read, give me some good feedback, and I'll pick one of you to win a Nikonian's t-shirt. So please include your mailing address and your requested t-shirt size, and I will let you know next week which one of you have won. So please get that in an email to me at newsflash@nikonians.org before, let's say, midnight Eastern time on Friday the 27th of April, and I'll pick a winner for next Saturday's show. Moving on into the forums, the forum of the week this week is Bags, Backpacks, and Cases. This forum is a perfect resource for those of you who either can't get to a store to try out a bag to see it firsthand and see if your gear might fit, or if you want the real scoop on a particular make and model of a bag from somebody who might already own what you're looking for. As well, there is a What Bag FAQ page written by our very own JRP. Now, I went through this, and it is a very handy little set of pages about how to choose the right type of bag for whatever purpose you're interested in, and it might give you a starting off point to ask some intelligent questions in the forums, and there's some great feedback in the forums. There's even some pictures of a couple of bags out there that are pretty popular of how people fit what equipment into what bag, which is always the bottom line, is can my stuff fit in that bag? Am I going to be able to put it on an airplane, and can I carry it? So please check out that forum. It's Bags, Back, packs and cases, and I will throw you a direct link to that, as well as a direct link to the FAQ page for those of you who are interested. Now, last week I did announce my little contest about, well, what kind of contests? It's an interesting idea there, and the winner of that contest is Rena from Delaware. And Rena, if you will drop me an email and let me know where you'd like me to send the t-shirt and provide me a t-shirt size, I will get that out to you as soon as possible, and your contest idea will be in full force during next week's show, so all of you can find out what the winning contest was. I think it's actually really a great idea. And to wrap things up this week with a picture from a picture I took forum is a shot of the Cadillac Ranch on I-40. Thanks for the great shot, Charlie. Brings back some memories about driving that route, although I never did stop. I was probably too distracted by whatever was on the radio at the time. Those of you who aren't familiar with the Cadillac Ranch on I-40, well, take a look, and there's some links in that thread as well to some history of that piece of artwork. As always, if you have any announcements you'd like me to make, any questions, comments, or feedback, please email me at newsflash@nikonians.org. Or if you'd like to post something that everybody can see, drop us a line in our podcast feedback forum and let us know what you think. If you have any ideas, we'd love to hear from you, and we try to get back to those posts as soon as possible. Well, that's it for me this week. You can catch this podcast and all our other Nikonians podcasts at podcast.nikonians.org, and you'll get the great list of everything from interviews with photographers to our Image Doctors podcasts. That will wrap it up for me this week. Thank you for tuning in, and I will be back next Saturday with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.